we've heard about how math has now gotten in the crosshairs of racism, and how insisting on correct answers in math classes is somehow racist, and demanding that people show their work is racist, and 2 + 2 = 4 is kind of a racist equation. And many people just scratch their head at this, but giving it a real run-through is our next guest, Williams and Bill Evers, senior fellow at the Independent Institute, and we're glad to have him on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So explain to our listeners who didn't get a chance to read your piece, just in a nutshell, what's going on in California with regard to math?
Well, there's sort of three things. One is, as you said, they're telling the teachers that if they ask the student to show his work or her work when they're solving the problem, or if they are very overt and say, you know, you made a mistake here, Susan or Johnny, or if they focus on getting the right answer, that's racist, that's white supremacist. So that claim is being put forward. It's kind of... And another thing is they are kind of pushing very convoluted forms of teaching math. So that's sort of progressive education and somewhat demathifying math. So they're putting all this political stuff, they're scrambling that in. And instead of it being an abstract discipline, it's now becoming kind of a social studies discipline.
Hmm.
And in some ways, a very distressing thing is that kids who are good in math aren't going to be allowed to reach their potential. They're not going to be allowed to advance and keep going when they, you know, get so far in a grade and they can keep going. They're not going to have extra lanes. They're not going to have ability groups. They're not going to have tracks, call it what you will. It's going to mean that kids that could be taking calculus in their senior year, AP calculus, BC calculus, which they need to get into a top university or college, they're not going to be really in a position to
right.
do that. So there's now, sort of a huge mess, a combined mess, but a huge mess.
You pointed out that California prior to this had made an effort from the turn of the century up to about 2013 to put an emphasis on certain elements of mathematics.
Right.
And the biggest beneficiaries of this were actually minority and low-income students.
That is completely right. It was, you know, you hear every few years there's some new reform in education that comes down the pipe. And this is going to close that achievement gap. And this other thing will bring up the people who are falling behind. Almost, I have been in this for many, many years. I'm a former U.S. Assistant Secretary of Education, and I've done lots of things at state level, local level, internationally. Almost nothing works. This thing brought these lower-income kids, the Latino kids, the African-American kids up. So African-American success rates at algebra in eighth grade. So they're not only taking it, but they were doing well. They jumped by 5. And for Latino and low-income students, they jumped by a factor of 6 in this time period between the mid-90s and the mid-teens. Late 90s, really, I guess, is more accurate.
So why keep something that's working? So let's throw it out?
They started out in kindergarten, first grade, and so forth. They had a good progression of solid material. This was written by the Stanford Math Department, plus one professor from Berkeley. And it was a good program.
Well, can you explain to me how... Can you explain to me how anybody... in their right mind, can look at math and say math is racist, and asking for the correct answer to a math problem is racist? I mean, we hear the accusation, but I'm not sure very many people understand why.
Well, it's hard to get into other people's brains to understand how they think wrongheadedly, but I think it's something along the following line. A lot of kids who are African-American and Latino are not in very good schools. They're in public schools that are low-performing. And so they're not doing well in math and other subjects, but sort of outstandingly in math. And so people say, well, what's the reason for this? Is it teachers that, you know, are not proficient at teaching math? Is it incentives are not rewarded right? They're not praised? They're not given recognition? They're, you know, are you acting white by doing well on your homework? And so these sorts of things might be the case. But instead of looking into getting better teachers, getting better textbooks, that sort of thing, having rewards for teachers for succeeding with their students, some various reforms like that, they don't want to do that. Those are politically too difficult. So instead they say it's racist, it's structural racism, it's systemic racism, it's implicit bias on the part of the teacher. Hey, these teachers would love to have their kids do better.
Well, I read an interesting...
They think of Jaime Escalante in the movie.
Yeah.
The guy who brought the East Los Angeles kids up to taking calculus advanced placement.
Right. Well, I've also read an interesting letter from a... I forget what nationality she was, but in response to your piece, and said that, you know, for kids who come from other countries, for kids who come from different cultures, math is actually one of the great equalizers. You know, English and English history and English, those are difficult, but math's the same for everybody. Everybody can understand a number, you know, even if English isn't their native tongue, the number's the same to everybody, and it gives them a chance to excel. And you know, and you do hear a lot of cases like that.
I agree with you, and I agree with that letter writer. So let's say you're a Cambodian refugee, okay?
Right.
And you come to the United States, and your family's language is Khmer, right? And not English. So now, if you're taking an American history class, or you're taking, you know, English literature and reading Tom Sawyer, it's a problem. It's you have to reach. I mean, I think you should, but it's a problem. Now, let's say there's a math problem. Okay, it's numerals. And you have a chance to shine. And, you know, you're going to want to master the language and everything, but here's a chance to shine right off and to be proud of what you do. Instead of preaching, oh, everybody should have lots of self-esteem, you would be, as a student, you would be earning self-esteem by succeeding in math. Now, the more they make it word problems, or the more they load the math down with political freight, the more you're going to be somewhat at a loss to know what's going on, as opposed to just numerals. So it's very unfortunate for those kids that would have a chance to shine early on in their efforts.
And I want to add one other point. Other point to this before we run out of time. This proposal in California, which, by the way, is entitled "A Pathway to Equitable Math Instruction: Dismantling Racism in Mathematics Instruction," also tries to encourage that math be used so it can be taught for, quote, social justice. And it extols a fictional teacher who uses her class to develop her students' socio-political consciousness. I took every level of math that there was in all levels of school, from algebra to algebra 2 to geometry to calculus. I never once saw social justice or socio-political consciousness rolled into it. That seems to be an artificial invention and tells you about the people who are behind this.
Let me clarify this a little bit. That document, A Pathway, that you were quoting from at some point in this conversation, has sort of been suspended. We're not sure whether California is going to officially endorse and encourage use of that or not. The board, the curriculum commission that was studying this, kind of suspended what they're going to do with it. The thing about, for example, the fictional teacher who's using social justice in the classroom, that's all still in there. There's stuff about critical race theory throughout the thing, but I just want to clarify that that manual, let's call it Pathway, that has our title, it may not end up being in there. They may use it in teacher training. That's still a little bit unsettled.
Yeah, well, maybe as a result of your piece.
The whole project has all the problems that we've been talking about.
Well, what happens in California often finds its way to the rest of the country, and we can
true
only
enough,
hope that they...
Unfortunately.
Yeah, we can only hope that they wisen up. Mr. Evers, it's been a pleasure to have you on. Thank you for that piece. I highly recommend people go look it up on Wall Street Journal Opinion. California leftists try to cancel math class. It'll blow the eyes out of your head, but you should read it. Thank you for coming on with us, sir.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.